Mishnah says on Daf Kufi Dalid, Mazgalo Kosrisha Mishame Omrim, Mivarech Ala Yom V'Yachagach Mivarech Ala Yayin, Besilel Omrim, Mivarech Ala Yayin V'Yachagach Mivarech Ala Yom. So Machlokes B'Shame Besilel, which bracha comes first in the Kiddush? Is it the Baruch HaGafen or the Birchas Hayom? The Gemara explains that this is not really just a local Machlokes B'Shame Besilel relating to the Seder, but actually it's Machlokes B'Shame Besilel regarding all Kiddush, even Kiddush on Shabbos night. Tanu Rabbanon, Devarim Shemei B'Shame Besilel B'Suda, B'Shame Yomrim, Mivarech Halayom, V'Yachagach Mivarech Halayayin, Mipnei Shehayom Gorim Liyayin Sheyavo, U'Kvar Kiddush Hayom, V'Adayin Yayin Lobo. Two reasons V'Shame gives as to why we're Mivarech Halayom, V'Yachagach Halayayin. U'Besilel Omrim, Mivarech Halayayin, V'Yachagach Mivarech Halayom, Mipnei Shehayayin Gorim L'Kiddush Hatayomer, Dover Acher Birchas Hayayin Tadira, Birchas Hayomena Tadira, Todiv V'Sheino Todir Todir Kodim. V'Hilchus HaKedivrei Besilel. So both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel give two reasons for their respective shitas. Beis Shammai holds that we're mevarech al hayom v'yachagach mevarech al hayayin for two reasons. Which two reasons? First of all, hayom gorim liyayin sheyavo. Vos meintos. What does that mean? The Rashbam explained gorim liyayin sheyavo kodem su'uda. Hayom gorim liyayin sheyavo. Normally yayin doesn't come before the su'uda. It's part of the su'uda. Here, the Yom is Gorem, Shabbos and Yom Tov are Gorem, that the Yayin comes before the Suda. So because the Yom is Gorem, it causes the Kiddush, so you should make the Birchas HaYom, the Birchas HaKiddush, before the Birchas HaYayin, before the Bari Priya Gofen. Kodem Suda. Rashi and Brochus expands on this a little bit. It's not just that the Yom is Gorim that the Yayin comes before the Suda. What does Rashi say? There on Daf Nun Aleph on the Beis. Hayom Gorim liyayin sheyavo. Ko ze lo bo ele bishvil Shabbos l'kiddush. The Kiddush is Gorim. It's not the Yom. The Mitzvah's Kiddush is Gorim that this Kos should come. The Kos Yayin comes before the Suda. It's a special Kos of Yayin because of the Kiddush. The Mitzvah's Kiddush, the Yom of Shabbos, the Yom of Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai says it's mistaver to make the Birchas Hayom first. Why should you make the Birchas Hayayin first? If the Yom is what's Gorem the Yayin to come, the Yom, the Mitzvah's Kiddush, is what causes the Yayin to come to begin with, so therefore you should make the Birchas Hayom first. What is Beis Hillel's response to this Taina? So that's the first comment Beis Hillel makes. Mevarech al Hayayin v'yachagach mevarech al Hayom. Why? Mipnei shehayayin Gorem l'Kiddush Hatayomer. Beis Hillel says, look, I know that the Yom is Gorim liyayin sheyavo, but the fact is the Yayin is Gorim for the Kiddush to be said. What does that mean? That means that even if the cause of Kiddush, the reason why we're going to make Kiddush, the reason why we're going to bring the Yayin is because of the Yom, even though the ultimate cause of the Yayin is the Yom, but the fact is when you implement the Kiddush, what comes first? What is the core, or how are we going to make Kiddush? We only make Kiddush if we have the Yayin. It is true that the mitzvah of Kiddush gets us started, but we can't implement that mitzvah of Kiddush without Yayin. Beis Hillel claims if we can't implement the Kiddush without Yayin, then the Birchas HaYayin comes first. Beis Shammai says because the mitzvah of Kiddush, because the Yom is Goreim, the whole mitzvah of Kiddush to come, so you should make the Birchas HaYom first. That's the give and take. Should we look at the practical implementation of the Kiddush? The Kiddush is implemented because there is the Yayin. If we wouldn't have Yayin, we wouldn't make Kiddush. Or should we say, no, the way that it gets started, the ultimate cause of the Kiddush is the Yom. Without the Yom, we wouldn't get Kiddush. We wouldn't have Kiddush al Yayin, so therefore it makes sense to make the Birchas Hayom first. That's the give and take between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in terms of the first answer, in terms of the first time. But then Beis Shammai gives a different reason. Question. Yes, Moshe.
Why here is their initial response is both not, meaning it's the approach from Sfar without trying to bring, you know, similar types of ra'ayot or cases? Like, why is that like their initial response?
I guess they don't have a similar case. I mean, they're trying to give Svaras for the situation at hand. I'm not sure. Is there any case that comes to your mind that you want to inject into this discussion?
No, but they're not bringing like a concept, like as a new channel, there's a concept that maybe.
He's saying, why does Beis Shammai feel that Tod V'Sheino Todir Todir Kodem is not enough?
not
apparently, he assumes that there are different criteria. There are other criteria. L'mashal, There's a machlokas amoraim that we'll get to later. Machlokas in sukkah. Do you make shechiyonu first, or do you make aleishah basukkah first? So, one svara that's given, one of the amoraim says that you make the zman first. You make shechiyonu first because tada b'shena tada tada kodim. The other man, the amor, says that you make the baruch of aleishah basukkah first because chiyuva diyoma gorim. The chiyuva diyoma, the chiyuv of this particular regal is sukkah. That's the special nature of this sukkah. You can make a shechiyonu on Pesach and Shavuos as well. The special mitzvah of sukkah is the mitzvah of sukkah. So therefore, it comes first. So you see, the tada v'shena tada tada kodim is not a principle that applies across the board. You gotta balance different svaras. So it's the same thing over here. Beis Shammai understood the tada v'shena tada tada kodim, but they felt that maybe if the yom is goring the entire mitzvah, it makes sense to make the berachas yom first, even if it's not tada. That's basically what they're saying. That even if there is a svar of tada v'shena tada tada kodim, it doesn't always apply. Doesn't always trump other svaras. What's the second svar that Beis Shammai mentions? For kiddush hayom v'adayin yayin lo ba. The yom has already begun. Shabbos and Yom Tov have already begun, and the yayin hasn't come yet. What does that mean that the yayin hasn't come? So the Rashbam explains, adayin lo ba yayin l'shulchan. The yayin still hasn't come to the shulchan. For kiddush hayom, it's already tzeis hakochavim. Shabbos is here. The Yom Tov is here. So Beis Shammai say, which comes first? The yom comes first. The yayin hasn't even come to the table yet. It's tzeisa kochavim. The yayin hasn't come. So mistami should make the berachas hayom before the berachas hayayin. Which is coming first? Forget about the fact that the yom is goreim the yayin sheyavam. The fact is, chronologically, the yom is going to come first. First kiddush hayom, and the yayin is adayin lo bo. So it makes sense to make the berachas hayom first. That's Beis Shammai's svar. So many of the Rishonim ask a kasha, is this really true? Is it always true that the yom comes before the yayin? There are instances in which a person can make kiddush where the kiddush is coming before the yom. We know the Gemara in Baruchas and the Avchav Zayin says that you can make kiddush be'erev Shabbos. Rav Tzolosh or Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. V'omer kiddush alakos. Rav would daven be'erev Shabbos. He'd make an early Shabbos and he'd make kiddush during a time of Tosefos, let's say. But it was before kiddush hayom, it was before Tzeis HaKochavim. So that such a davar posha that what Beis Shammai is saying is actually correct? Is it such a davar posha that the kfar kiddush hayom before the yayin comes? There are certain instances where the yayin comes before kiddush hayom. If you make an early Shabbos and you make kiddush early, has the yom come? Has the yom come? If you make an early Shabbos and you say kiddush early, has the yom come? The yom hasn't come yet. It's not tzeis hakochavim. So why does Beis Shammai say as a davar pasha that you should make the birchas hayom before the birchas hayayin? Because the yom always comes before the yayin. Is that really true? If you make kiddush be'erev Shabbos, the yom comes after the yayin. Would Beis Shammai say that in such a circumstance you should flip the order? You should say the bar pi'ar gafen before the birchas hayom, stama not? If they say their pshat open, they don't distinguish, they make they add no caveat, so the impression you get is that they always pass and that you make the birchas hayom first. Why should that be true? If you make the kiddush early, so then the kiddush is going to come before the yom. This is what the Rishonim and Brochus are very troubled with. And they give different answers. The Ritva in Brochus suggests, for kiddush hayom v'yadayin yayin lo ba, v'yav agav d'zimna d'mekadosh kodom sh'yavo hayom ki d'amin aleo ratzol sh'shavos v'yav shavos v'yom ha'kiddush alakos. Mamish this kasha. The Ritva asks, is it really true that for kiddush hayom and the yayin is not here? Sometimes the yayin is already here if you make an early Shabbos. So he answers, "Hasam nami kemishnot lakos al menas lekadesh nesa b'melacha ukvar kiddush hayom etz lo kodem sheyikadesh." The Ritva says that even if you make an early Shabbos and you're saying kiddush early, the yom is coming first. Tzeis HaKochavim hasn't come, but Shabbos has come. You're turning Friday night into Shabbos. Now, not completely. He doesn't say that the kiddush hayom of Shabbos is coming. He says that if you pick up the kos al menas lekadesh with the intention to be mekadesh nesa b'malacha, that sounds like Tosefes Shabbos to me. But the Ritva's interpretation of Tosefes Shabbos is what? What exactly happens with Tosefes Shabbos? Mm-hmm. Kedushas Hayom is not extended, but rather there's an issa malacha, right? There's an acceptance of the issa malacha. The Ritva apparently says that with the acceptance of the issa malacha, one can make kiddush, as we described. Maybe there's a connection between the issa malacha and kiddush. That the Kiddush defines that the abstention from Malacha is L'shem Mitzvah, it's not just because a person is lazy. So therefore it makes sense that once there's an Issa Malacha, you can make Kiddush at that time. The Ritva is basically saying that the answer is it's always Kiddush Hayom before the Yayin comes. It's always Kiddush Hayom, either it's Tzeis HaKochavim, or even if you make Kiddush early, the moment that you pick up the kos to make Kiddush, you've been Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. There's an Issa Melacha that's Chal, you've been Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, and once you've been Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, Taka, what Beishamai says is true. Kra Kiddush Hayom, Ve'adayin Yayin Loba, the Yayin still hasn't come. What does it mean that the Yayin still hasn't come? Not the Rashbam's interpretation that the Yayin is not at the Shulchan. You're standing at the Shulchan. The Yayin is here. The Ritva apparently understands that Dayin Yayin Loba means what? The Kiddush hasn't come yet, right? So, but in this case, where you're making Kiddush early, once you pick up the coast, you'll be Mekabel Tosef Shabbos. There's an Issa Melacha that's Chal. So the Yom has come, even though the Kiddush hasn't come as of yet. That's the Ritva's answer. The Rashba says something similar, but a little bit different. Let's look at the Rashba. On page 3. Gemara, Ukvar Kiddush Hayom, Perish, Mishas Kabbalah, from the time you were Makabal Shabbos. Frek the Rashba, Vafilu Kodam Vekiddush Halakos Be'erev Shabbos, even if you were Makadish early, Mikol Makam Harehu Asu B'Malacha Mishan Shu Omer Kedusha Halakos. You become Asu B'Malacha once you say Kiddush. What's the Rashba changing? How's he different? You become Asub HaMalacha once you say Kiddush, so how's that answer the Kasha? Afilu Kodam V'Kiddush HaLakos Be'erev Shabbos, nevertheless you become Asub HaMalacha Mishashu Omer Kiddush HaLakos. What's the Rashba saying? First of all, how's he different than the Ritva? And secondly, what's his answer to the Kasha? Yeah.
The first words that you're saying are not actual, you're not being Mekabel. I mean, you are being Mekabel before the Yayin. Starting Kiddush, meaning Kiddush is not Yayin, so it ends up happening before the Yayin.
Yeah. It happens before the Kiddush HaLakos.
You say Yom HaShishi or Sifon Shabbos. You're not actually saying Yayin after you're saying Kiddush first.
Once you start the Kiddush, you're starting Kiddush. There are different parts of the Kiddush. Right? First of all, what's he saying different? When is the Tosefes Shabbos occurring? Aaron. When you say Kiddush. I'm sorry?
Not when you pick up the coast.
The Ritved said when you pick up the coast, there's Tosefes Shabbos. The Rashba seems to say that only when you say Kiddush. What are they disagreeing about, just parenthetically? What are they disagreeing about? What do you think? The Ritva says that you have Kabbalah Tosefes Shabbos the moment that you pick up the kos. The Rashba assumes it's only when you start Kiddush, when you start the words of Kiddush. What's the difference, yes?
Whether it has to be b'machshava or verbally.
Oh, not whether it has to be b'machshava, but can Tosefes Shabbos be b'machshava? Is it sufficient to be b'machshava? Or does it have to be verbal? Now, of course, if you're Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, that's a verbal Kabbalah. Now, Kiddush is not a verbal Kabbalah in the classical sense, but once you've started Kiddush, so that's the beginning of talking about Kiddush Shabbos. So even if your first words don't mention Kiddush Shabbos, Kiddush Yom Tov, but Kiddush itself is a verbal Kabbalah. It shows that you are Mekabel Shabbos if you're starting the words of Kiddush. The Rashba apparently assumes that Kabbalah B'machshav is not enough, Kabbalah B'lev is not enough. I mean, Mistam, if you're picking up the coast, you have a Kabbalah Belev to say the Kiddush, so why should there not be a Kabbalah Tosefes? The Rashba, maybe, I'm not sure, maybe the Rashba is assuming that the Kabbalah actually has to be befes, so only when you start the Kiddush is it really a Kabbalah Tosefes. Yoshua?
And the word Mishah, or the Rashba, that just means at the exact same time?
At the moment, right. Mishah, Shua, Omer, Kiddush, Alakos, that's exactly the same moment that he says Kiddush, right. What's the Rashba's answer to the Kasha, though? How's the Rashba answering the Kasha? If it's happening simultaneously, so what is Beis Shammai saying? What Kiddush Hayom V'Adayin Yayin Loba? That's not really true. They're happening simultaneously, so why should one trump the other? Why should one trump the other? If there are other reasons to put the Birchas Hayayin first, so why is this reason really sufficient to put the Birchas Hayom first? If Tadav V'Sheno Tadav Tadav Kodem, Beis Shammai holds that's definitely a principle that we hold of Moshe, right? So Tadav V'Sheino Tadav Tadav Kodem, you want to have another principle to trump it, that Kfar Kiddush Hayom, but that's not true. The Rashba says it's not Kfar Kiddush Hayom, they happen simultaneously. What's his answer? What do you think? Joey, what do you think?
Well, I was saying that you started off saying Kiddush, you're called Kiddush before you do Yayin. Your first few words, like Kiddush is coming into play before Yayin, because Yayin comes to the end of Kiddush. And the Yayin doesn't happen until after you say it by every Boker. So those words happens 10 seconds before. Let's
if
say.
You understand, adayin yayin loba means that the kiddush hasn't come. So once I've started the kiddush has come, but it hasn't come until it's over.
No, the kiddush hayom
has happened immediately once I have a kabbalas tosefes
right.
at the beginning of the kiddush. And you're saying we still assume a dying yayin loba means that until the kiddush is over, the yayin is not here. It's not finished because it's not over. Interesting idea that we can split between the beginning of kiddush and the end of kiddush. Maybe we don't assume that the yayin has arrived until the kiddush is over, but the kabbalas tosefes can occur at the beginning of the kiddush. Okay, that's interesting. Perhaps that's an interesting answer, David. But drinking is not the kiddush. The ikar of kiddush is the words. Certainly, Yod say the mitzvah of kiddush with the words. So why is the drinking is an extra mevarach sarach sheyitom? It's not the ikar of the kiddush. Right, what's going on here, Adam? You're introducing a totally different element. You're saying that maybe if we already were mekadesh b'tefillah, so that's a kiddushas hayom that's separate. That's not what the Rashba is saying. Rashba doesn't mention anything about davening and tefillah, about saying kiddush b'tefillah. That's a good point. We're going to mention that in a moment. The Rashba might be saying the following. I was thinking maybe this is the idea. Maybe the Rashba understands that for kiddush hayom v'adayin yayin loba means that generally speaking, if you make kiddush after tzitzikol chavim, it's takak for kiddush hayom. First you have the kiddush hayom, and then the yayin comes. What are you going to ask me that if you make kiddush be'erev Shabbos, the kiddush hayom is coming afterwards? That's the kasha? That's not really a kasha, because they come simultaneously. You'll never have a time when the yayin is coming first. Right? If you make kiddush after tzitzikol chavos, then it's pasha, the kiddush hayom is coming first. You'll tell me, but if you make kiddush early, then the yayin is coming first? No, it's not coming first. They happen simultaneously. So since you never have an instance where the yayin comes first, and most of the time the yom taka comes first, the Shammai claims that you mevarech al hayom and then you mevarech on the yayin. Maybe that's the Rashba's answer. He doesn't fill you in, but maybe that's what he's saying. Since you're also b'malach mishashu amar kedusha alako, since the kedusha sayom really is chal then, you can't say that the kedusha sayom is going to be chal later. That the yom is coming later. It's not coming later. But it's not coming first. Yeah, but normally it does come first. And since here it doesn't come last, that's not a steer. That's not a problem. So that's why you should make the birchas hayom first, because normally a taka comes before the yayin. Yes.
You also said that maybe because you're making the break for a guffin while it's still whole, technically. If you haven't actually said any kiddush yet, and it's still a Shabbos, it's still whole, and you're making break for a guffin while it's Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. But is that a problem? Is that really a problem? As long as I make kiddush when it's Shabbos, that should be fine. So if I have a kabbalah tosefes when the kiddush starts, that should be okay.
Barei
Pirgofen is somewhat related to the kiddush, so you're saying it makes sense that the Barei Pirgofen should also be recited after it's already Shabbos. Epsha, I don't know. That's an interesting idea too. Okay, there are different notions floating around. The Rashbam can't say any of this, right? The Ritva, the Ritva's pshat that what? That the kiddusha sayom is chal when you pick up the kos. The kiddusha sayom is chal when you pick up the kos, and the yayin didn't come because the kiddush hasn't arrived. The Rashbam says adayin yayin loba doesn't mean that the kiddush hasn't come. It means that the yayin is not at the table. The yayin is still at the table. The Rashba's answer as well is not going to work for the Rashbam. The yayin is at the table. What's the Rashbam going to say? What's the Rashbam going to say? How can Beis Shammai Svara apply when you're making Kiddush early? The Yayin comes before the Kiddush. Willy-nilly, the Yayin is there. So it doesn't matter when the Tosefes is going to be Chal. Whether it's going to be Chal when you pick up the Kos, or it's Chal when you start saying Kiddush, the Yayin is there previously. So how's that going to help? What's the answer? What's the Rashbam going to say? So Yaakov Mama suggested, and Adam basically was saying the same thing, the Rashbam might say that maybe we're talking about a situation where you taka davened. The normal situation is where you're saying Kiddush after davening Tfilas Mariv. So if you davened Tfilah and you were Mekadosh in Mariv, then maybe there was a Kabbalas Tosefes. Maybe the Kedusha Sayom really did start B'shama, you're talking about a situation where you haven't daven mariv. We're talking about a case where you did daven mariv. So if you did daven mariv, then there really was a kabbalas tosefes. But we're not talking about the kiddush b'dvarim in tefillah. We're talking about the kiddush al hakos. Now there's a separate mitzvah the rabbanan to make kiddush al hakos. The question is, what's the order of the brachos when it comes to kiddush al hakos? So there, Beishamai says, it makes sense, since for Kiddush Hayom, even where I'm making Kiddush early, the fact is, Mistama Yudavan Mara previously, there was a Kabbalah Tosefes at that point in time, so for Kiddush Hayom Taka, before the Yayin actually came. Yes?
Said the Ritva, because the act of pouring it is what's Mikabal Shabbos.
But the Yayin is there previously.
It's not, you're not pouring, it's not in the coffee yet, you're pouring it, and the act of pouring is that makes the Kiddush Hal, and then once it's there, it's not there yet until that point.
The Rashbam says that you should make the Birchas Hayom first because the Yayin hasn't come to the table yet. Once the Yayin is at the table, so then it makes sense to make the Brach on the Yayin first. But the Yayin is there. If I haven't davened Mara previously, the Yayin is there before I'm doing anything. Even if it's not in the coast, so what? It's not in the coast. I haven't started Kiddush, but it is there. But if I assume that I'm davening previously, so I've already been Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov, it is Kvar Kiddush Hayom, and the Yayin still Taka hasn't come because I'm not at the table yet. So that's Taka why I should make the Birchas Hayom first. Moshe.
That answer works only within that Gemara, but if you say that, meaning, so since we don't always have to say, you don't, do we say that you have to say Arabic before you do Kiddush Hayom? So if you don't, then you have to bring back the answer that we brought again, don't you? Say, since usually you will be, therefore
right.
You'll hear? Like, I mean, it's just
right, according to that answer, it would come out that if you didn't have a Mara first, so then Beis Shammai would claim that you should make the Bar Pia Goffin first, right?
Unless
that's interesting.
We,
okay.
Would we say that, or would we apply that, or would we apply like a similar type of logic? Since usually.
No, the Rashba is saying something different, at least according to my interpretation, that it's that the Birchas Hayayin is never first, right? Even if you don't always have the Kiddush Hayom first, but the Birchas but the Yayin is never first. So as long as the Yayin is never first, it's okay to make the Birchas Hayom first. This is a little bit different. You're saying it's because you daven early that makes Kiddush Hayom first, but if you wouldn't daven early, there is no Kiddush Hayom first, so maybe Taka, you should switch the order. I'm not sure. We'll see. That's going to relate to something else we're going to talk about. Yeah.
Why can't we say the Rashbam like the Rashba?
The Rashbam learned like the Rashba.
Is this phrase of
the Rashba, according to my interpretation, is saying that you never have the Birchas Hayayin first. Even if you're making early Shabbos, so they're both happening at the same time. The Kedushas Hayom and the Birchas and the Yayin and the Kiddush are both coming at the same time. Neither one is going to be first. And normally the Kedushas Hayom is coming first.
Right, so
the Rashbam is going to say the same thing. The Yayin, because he says Adayin Yayin Loba means that the Yayin is not at the table. The Yayin is at the table before the Kabbalah's Kedushas Hayom, unless you have a Kabbalah's Kedushas Hayom in Tefillah. That's the only way that the Kedushas Hayom is going to come first.
Is it right? Also, I can also say Adayin Yayin Loba also doesn't apply to the Shabbos.
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Adayin Yayin Loba, according to Rashba, is referring to a standard Shabbos, not one we had to set the Shabbos.
What does it mean? It means that the Kiddush hasn't come yet, right? Is that what he's saying? That the Kiddush hasn't come? That's Mistama what he means. The Rashbam says no, it means that the Yayin is not at the table. The Kedusha Sayom was Chal before the Yayin is at the table. But if you say that the Kedusha Sayom is only Chal with Kabbalah Tosefes, and there are one of two options. Either that's going to be Chal when you pick up the cup, or it's Chal B'Shas Kiddush. The fact is, the Yayin is at the table before I've done either one of those, before I started the Kiddush, before I picked up the cup. So the only way to answer the Chorus is to say, no, the Kabbalah Tosefes was before. The Kabbalah Tosefes was B'tfila. So Taka Kvar Kiddush Hayom, before the Yayin arrives. The Tzlach has a totally different interpretation of this time of Beis Shammai. The Tzlach relates to the next part of the Sugya. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara brings Beis Hillel, brings two reasons of Beis Hillel. Hayayin garam lekiddush atayomer davaracha birchas hayayin tadira birchas hayomena tadira tada b'shena tada tada kodim v'hilchus akadivrei Beis Hillel. So the Gemara brings the two reasons of Beis Hillel and the pasuk is like Beis Hillel. Then the Gemara asks, my davaracha. Beis Hillel says davaracha. Another reason is birchas hayayin is tadira birchas hayomena is ena tadira tada b'shena tada. What's davaracha? V'chitei mahasim tati v'hocha choda. You might ask that Beis Shammai has two different reasons, and I only brought you one. Hachanami tarti ninu tadav shenotadav tadakodim. Beis Hillel says, don't Don't tell me Beishamai is correct because he has two reasons and I only have one. I can give you another reason too. Tada Beishamai, Tada, Tada, Kodim. So the Rishonim are troubled. Why does the Gemara only ask on Beisilo? The Gemara asks, why does Beisilo need a second reason? Beishamai also has two reasons. So the Gemara should have asked, why does Beishamai need two reasons? The Beishamai should only have brought one reason also. It's Dafka Kasha against Beisilo? That's a Kasha against Beishamai too. The Ritva in Brachis suggests that maybe there's no, they could have asked the Kasha against Beishamai. There's just a technical reason why they asked it against Beisilo. The technical reason is that since Beisilo used the Lashon Dover Acher, the Gemara has this tendency of asking my Dover Acher, my Ve'omer, when you have an extra Pasuk or an extra Makor or an extra Svara, and you preface it with a special lead-in, the Gemara says, what does that mean? What's the purpose of that lead-in? So here, since Beis Hillel had said Dover Acher, Tadav Shena, Tadav Tadav Kodem, they had the lead-in. The Gemara says, what's the lead-in for? What's the idea? So that's what the Gemara answers. Imtim Siloma Beis Shammai has two reasons, and I only have one. I'll tell you, I also have another reason. Tadav Shena, Tadav Tadav Kodem, I also have two reasons. That's the Ritva's answer in Brochus. The Tzlach has a totally different pshat. The Tzlach says, maybe the reason why the Gemara didn't ask on Beis Shammai, they also have two reasons. Why do they need the second reason? Maybe the Gemara didn't ask against Beis Shammai because Beis Shammai really needs both reasons. Why does Beis Shammai need both reasons? Let's examine the two reasons of Beis Shammai. The two reasons of Beis Shammai, one will apply only in certain circumstances, and the other one will only apply in certain circumstances. Zok the Tzlach, the Tam of Hayom Gorim Liyayin Sheyavo, Hayom Gorim Liyayin Sheyavo, the fact that the mitzvah of Kiddush, the Yom of Shabbos, is Gorim Liyayin Sheyavo, says that Tzlach, that only applies if you're Mekadesh ala Yayin. If you're Mekadesh ala Pas, it's Poshet not true. If you're Mekadesh on wines, then Taka makes sense. The only reason why the Yayin is coming is because you're saying Kiddush. The only reason the Yayin is coming before the Suda to put all the different Perushim together. The only reason the Yayin is coming before the Suda, sometimes they would drink wine in the middle of the Suda. Very frequently, in fact, they would drink wine. Now we drink other things, right? But the reason why the Yayin is coming before the Suda for Kiddush is because of the mitzvah of Kiddush. But can you say that if you're Mekadesh al Pas, if you're being Mekadesh on bread, let's say a person doesn't have wine and he's being Mekadesh on bread. So is it really true that the only reason the bread is coming is because of Kiddush? Zok the Tzlach, that's not really true. What's the other reason that the bread could come? Suda Shabbos. Even if you're not going to make Kiddush on the Pas, even if you make Kiddush on Yayin, you still have to have the Pas, you still have to have the bread because of the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. So the idea that Hayom Gorim Liyayin Sheyavo is not really true if you're Mekadesh al Pas. It's only if you're Mekadesh al Yayin. So it says the Tzlach, Beis Shammai needs the second reason for Kiddush Hayom Ve'adayin Yayin Lo Ba. He needs that for the case of Mekadesh al Pas, because if you're Mekadesh al Pas, that reason still applies. It's Taka Kfar Kiddush Hayom, and the Pas is Adayin Lo Ba. Conversely, he says the second reason is not sufficient either. What is the second reason that's sufficient for? What case? Early Shabbos, right? If you make a Kiddush be'erev Shabbos, Zok the Tzlach, how can you say for Kiddush Hayom ve'adayin Yayin lo ba? It's pasha not true. The Yayin comes before Kiddush Hayom, like the Ritva and the Rashba and all the Rishonim ask. The Tzlach doesn't give an answer to that kasha. He says, Taka, if you'd make an early Shabbos, that reason doesn't apply. It's the fourth answer to this kasha. The fourth answer that's such a good kasha is pasha not true, right? That this reason only applies if you're being Mekadesh after Tzeis HaKochav, not if you're Mekadesh early. If you're Mekadesh early, the Kedusha Sayom comes after the Kiddush. The Kedusha Sayom comes after the Kiddush. It's not coming first. So that reason doesn't apply in such a circumstance. Says that Tzlach, that's why the Gemara doesn't ask against Beis Shammai, because you need both reasons. The first reason doesn't apply if you're Mekadesh al Pas. The second reason doesn't apply if you're Mekadesh early. So in order to give a reason for each circumstance, Beis Shammai had to give two reasons. Zok the Tzlach, nafka minu l'maisa. What should come out is, let's say a person is Mekadesh be'erev Shabbos, al Pas. What should the din be? Beis Shammai should agree in that case that you make hamotzi before the Birchas Hayom, before the Baruch of Kiddush. You should reverse the order if you're Mekadesh al Pas Biba'od Yom, because none of the reasons are going to be Shaykh in such a case. That's the Tzlach's incredible Chiddush based on his Pshat. Hayom goreim liyayin. For kiddush hayom ve'adayin yayin lo ba. Kiddush alapas. Which reason isn't shayach? Kiddush alapas. The first reason. Okay, Makadish be'erev Shabbos, early. Which reason isn't Shayach? Second reason. Kedushas Hayom has already been chal before the Yayin. So, if you do both together, if you Makadish be'erev Shabbos al hapas, neither reason is going to be Shayach. So if neither reason is going to be Shabbos, Shami is going to agree that you should make the brach on the pas first and then make the Birchas Hayom. That's the Tzlach's tremendous chiddush. So that's the fourth answer to this kasha. Right? What can we do with the second answer of Beis Shammai, the second reason of Beis Shammai, in a case where you're Mekadesh early? So one answer you could say is maybe we're talking about a situation where you said Kiddush B'Tefillah, so you had Kiddush Hayom already, for Kiddush Hayom B'Tefillah. Maybe you could say that the moment that you pick up the cup, there's Kiddush Hayom before the Kiddush. Maybe you can say, Taka, it's not for Kiddush Hayom. The Kiddush Hayom doesn't come first. It's simultaneous, but because if you make Kiddush, you have to say Sekol Chavim, the Kedusha Sayom Taka comes first, then it makes sense to put the Birchas Hayom before the Birchas Hayayin. And the fourth and final answer could be, in a Hanami. Maybe Taka in such a case, if you make Kiddush early, this reason doesn't apply. That's the Tzlach's answer. Okay? Good. Yes?
What do we do about the fact that Beis Shammai doesn't qualify as answer?
Right, so the Tzlach obviously assumes that Beis Shammai only gave their Shita for the general circumstance. But there are extenuating circumstances where the halacha is going to be different. Right. They're not talking about such cases. So therefore we can be mechadish something.
Could it also be that because there's a tam to their answer, therefore if the extenuating circumstance doesn't fulfill the tam, like he's saying, therefore that even though it doesn't have a specific qualification, the fact that there's a tam connected to it is in itself...
It's just understood. It's understood that it's going to be a qualification. It's going to be a caveat. Let's look at Beis Hillel's reasons now. What does Beis Hillel say? Make the Birchas Hayayin before the Birchas Hayom. Hayayin garm l'kiddush hatayom. First reason is that the wine causes the kiddush to be said. Without wine, there's going to be no kiddush. Without wine, there is no kiddush. So even though in terms of the ultimate cause, the kiddush is what's causing the wine to come before the Seuda, but you wouldn't have the mitzvah of kiddush without yayin, says Beis Hillel. So therefore the Birchas Hayayin comes first. To implement the mitzvah of kiddush, there has to be yayin, so therefore the yayin comes first. What's the problem with that svar? Is that really true that there's no kiddush without yayin?
No.
Is that really true? We just pointed out that that's not true. Where could there be kiddush without yayin? Pas. Well, no, pas and yayin are going to be the same in terms of this, right? If you make a bracha rishona before the berachas hayom, tefillah, right? Who says that kiddush only comes by yayin? Is kiddush without? Is kiddush daraisa b'dvarim b'tefillah? What is Beis Hillel saying? The yayin is goring the kiddush shetayomer. That's posha not true. Amiras hakiddush is not beholden to yayin, since you can have kiddush b'dvarim in a Torah even without yayin. So why should I make the berachas hayayin first? The kiddush should trump the berachas hayayin, because the kiddush can be said without yayin. The rabbanon chazal mistaken you should make kiddush al yayin, but the kiddush doesn't have to be dafka la yayin. So why shouldn't I make the brach of kiddush first? It's more important. It can come even without yayin. What's Beis Hillel saying? What's more, the second time of Beis Hillel is also problematic. Tadav v'sheno tadav tadav kodim. That is true. That is a principle we know of in different contexts, both in kodshim and in brachis, mitzvahs. Tadav v'sheno tadav tadav kodim. What's more common gets kedima. But the Gemara in Zvachim has an ibayit, has a suffix. Is it always true that Tadav Hashem Tadav Tadav Kodim? Let's say the Eino Tadir is Mekudosh. Let's say it's more Kodosh than the Tadir. Tadir u'Mekudosh, which one is Kodim? What's an example of Mekudosh? What's the Gemara in Zvachim talking about? It's not talking about brachas, not talking about mitzvahs, it's actually talking about karbonis. The Gemara in Zvachim on the Tzadi Amid Beis, Ibayilu Tadir u'Mekudosh Ezmeyam Kodim, Tadir Kodim Mishim Tadir, Odilma Mekudosh Kodim, the Kodish. Okay, that's exactly what we would have thought, right? Mekudesh is more kadosh, it somehow has greater kedusha, but the tadir is more common. What's the example? Tadir and mekudesh are grashi. Dam olas tamid v'dam chatas. Let's say you have two bloods that you're waiting to sprinkle on the mizbeach. Dam olas hatamid from the tamid, the dam ola, and dam chatas. So Rashi explains the dam chatas is more mekudesh than the dam ola because it is meratzen. It's meratzen. It's mechaper on the aver that you're bringing the carbon chatas for. The olas tamid is not mechaper. It's not meratzen. So therefore, it's not as mekudesh as the dam chatas. So what's the halacha? If you have the dam olas tamid and the dam chatas here to sprinkle on the mizbeach, which comes first? Do you say that tadir mekudesh? The Makudish is Kadim, or do you say that the Tadir is Kadim? It's an Ibaya, the low of Shita and Zvachim. It's unclear. It's a Sufik. The Tzlach assumes that we should paskin Makudish is Kadim to Tadir. The Makudish should come before the Tadir. So he asks, I don't get it. Beis Hillel assumes Tadir Shino Tadir Tadir Kodim. The Birchas Hayayin should come before the Birchas Hayom because the Birchas Hayayin is Tadir. But Frek the Tzlach, but the Birchas Hayom is Makudish. From the Birchas Hayayin. The Birchas Hayom is Mekudosh more than the Birchas Hayayin. Why is the Birchas Hayom Mekudosh more than the Birchas Hayayin? Why? The Birchas Hayom is the Raisa. The Mitzvah of Kiddush is a Mitzvah the Raisa. The Birchas Hayayin, the Birchas Hanenin is a Mitzvah the Rabbanan. It's only a Bracha the Rabbanan. So says the Tzlach, why should I say Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir Kodem? This is Tadir u'Mekudosh, and he assumes Mekudosh is before Tadir. That the maskon of the Gemara in Zvachim is that the Mekudosh comes before the Tadir. So here, the Birchas Hayom is more Mekudosh than the Birchas Hayayim because that's a mitzvah d'araisa. Kiddush is a mitzvah d'araisa. The Birchas Hayayim, it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It's a Birchas Hanenin. It's just a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So Mekudosh should trump the Tadir. So why should I say Tadir v'shena Tadir Tadir Kodim? Two blistering questions that the Tzlach asks against Beis Hillel. What's the Tzlach's answer? He answers them in one fell swoop. What must we be talking about? How? What must we? You must be that you davened Mariv and you said Kiddush B'Tfilah. Must be Beis Hillel is talking about a normal circumstance where you davened and you said Kiddush B'Tfilah. If you say the Kiddush B'Tfilah of the mitzvah the Raisa of Kiddush and Ben Yosef B'Dvarim, the reason why you're Mekadosh Alakos is because of the separate mitzvah the Rabbanan to be Mekadosh Alakos. That's a din the Rabbanan. So once it's a din the Rabbanan, then the Birchas Hayom is no more Mekudosh than the Birchas Hayayim. They're both the Rabbanan. And that would also explain how Beis Hillel can say that the Yayin is Gorim L'Kiddush Shetayomer. Without the Yayin, I wouldn't be saying Kiddush. Ah, but there's a mitzvah of Kiddush D'Araisa B'Tfilah. We're talking about that you were Mekadosh B'Tfilah. But now that you were Mekadosh B'Tfilah, you said the Kiddush B'Dvarim. The only reason to say Kiddush Al Yayin is if you have Yayin. The only reason to say another Kiddush, the mitzvah of the Rabban is to say it on something, on Yayin, on Pas, on something. But if I wouldn't have Yayin, I wouldn't be saying Kiddush because I was Yotzei the mitzvah D'Araisa B'Tfilah. Saka why Beis Hillel say that the Yayin is Garim LeKiddush Shetayomer. Without Yayin, you're not going to say the Kiddush because I already have Davin Kiddush B'Tfilah. Yes.
Kirby should say that last thing again.
The Tzlach says that apparently Beis Hillel is assuming that we're talking about a situation where you've already Davin Marv, so you've been Mekadosh B'Tfilah. If you've been Mekadosh B'Tfilah, so then we can answer both questions. First of all, once you're Mekadosh B'Tfilah, then the Kiddush Halakos that you're doing is only a Kiddush D'Rabbanan. So the Birchas Hayom is no more Mekudosh than the Birchas Hayayin, they're both Derabbanan. And secondly, we understand why the Yayin is Gorim LeKiddush Shetayomer, because Taka, without Yayin, I wouldn't make Kiddush. This is a special halacha that I make Kiddush on Yayin. Aye, but you'll tell me, but I can be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa B'Tfilah, of course, but I did that already. So now the special halacha to make Kiddush Alakos, that's the special Din Derabbanan, that Taka needs Yayin, so the Yayin is Gorim for the Kiddush. That's what Beis Hillel meant. The truth is, the Tzlach was already preceded by the Tosus Rid in this Yesod. The Tosus Rid, Al-Asar in the Sugya, already writes that we must be talking about a case where the person davened already. Hayayin garam l'kedusha shetayomer, de midaraisa zochreyu havimasha anu omer b'tfila mekadosh ha-shabbos. Midarabonanu shenachzer ol v'nekadosh alakos. Tosus Rid says, min ha-Torah yoyotze kiddush b'dvarim. It's only a din d'rabbanan to be mekadosh alakos afterwards. We're talking about a case where you davened already. If you said kedusha b'tfilah, so then the kiddush on the coast is only the rabbanan. So therefore, that's how we can understand why the yayin is gorim for the kedusha shetayama. Without the yayin, you're not going to make kiddush because you've already been yotzei the din of kiddush b'dvarim because you've davened shmona esrei, you've davened marv. Yes.
What What does the stock say to people who say that you're not even Yotzei Tefillah, you're Yotzei Kiddush Deraisa Tefillah because you don't say
he disagrees, obviously, right? He says that you can be Yotzei the Kiddush Tefillah. Whatever you say Tefillah is sufficient to be Yotzei that Mitzvah Deraisa.
Even without Yotzei Tefillah?
That's what he apparently assumes, yeah. Yeah. The Tzlach comes up with a tremendous chiddush based on this yisod. He says, if a woman, let's say, is not going to daven Maariv, most men are going to daven Maariv. Some women don't daven Maariv on Friday night. Women are technically mechuyev to daven Shachris and Mincha, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, so they're not really obligated to daven Maariv. Some women do daven Maariv both on Friday night and Motzei Shabbos as well. But technically speaking, they're not really obligated. So let's say a woman doesn't daven Maariv on Friday night. Says the Tzlach, if you put two and two together, what should come out is that Beis Hillel should agree to Beis Shammai in such a case that you should make the Birchas Hayom before the Birchas Hayayin. Put that in your pocket. That's quite a conversation piece. If a woman doesn't have a husband to make the Kiddush for her, so if he's making the Kiddush, so then we would follow him. But if the woman doesn't have a husband to make Kiddush for her, and she has not Davin Maariv, if you put two and two together, if the reasons of Beis Hillel only apply, as the Tzlach is saying, if you've already davened Tefillah and you've said Kedusha b'Tefillah, Kiddush b'Tefillah, so what should come out is that if a woman doesn't daven Maariv, then she should make the Birchas Hayom first, because the Yayin is not Gorim for the Kiddush. There's a mitzvah to say Kiddush even without the Yayin. Tadur shena tadur kodem? Mekudush is kodem to the Tadir. The Birchas Hayom is more Mekudush than the Tadir of Birchas Hayayin if it's the Raisa. So if you haven't davened Tefillah and you haven't said Kiddush B'Tefillah, it's more Mekudush. It makes sense to make the Birchas Hayom before the Birchas Hayayin. Yes.
Could a different opinion be in the case of, let's say you have a Rebbe, someone is going to be Kaddish for a woman who didn't pray yet, but he's not filling his fee of Kiddush here, so then he can Kaddish for her, would he have?
So that's the whole idea. If we say, Arvus, that the husband can actually be Motzi, the woman, so I think the stomach, we would follow the husband.
Not even the husband. Saying, let's say someone's going.
Someone else.
Someone's going, meaning if he's not having a suit there, he's in college for a woman,
oh.
And then she's going to drink or something.
What, so he's being Motzi her midin yotze Motzi. That's all he's doing. So he's actually not being Yotze himself.
Right.
He's the Mavarith, the stomach, we would follow him. I guess we would probably follow him.
Why?
Because he's making all of the brachas, so why should he make the order based on the person who's being Yotze? If he's the Mavarech, Mustama, we should follow him in terms of the order of the brachas. I would imagine. The Shagasai argues with this Tzlach. The Shagasai says he doesn't understand why the Tzlach assumes that a deraisa is more makudosh than a mitzvah derabbanan. Why is there a din kedima of a deraisa over a derabbanan? He says he doesn't think it's true, Ms. Tzavara. He says, and the truth is that Tzlach's kasha is so strong, he thinks that that's the biggest proof that the Tzlach is wrong. Meaning, how can Beis Hillel bring the Tam of Tadav Shena Tadav Tadav Kodem, but the Kiddush is more Mekudosh than the Birchas Hayayin, the Tzlach's kasha? The Shagasaya says, what, to say that Beis Hillel is talking about a very specific circumstance that you've already said Kiddush B'Tfila? Come on, they don't say that in the Sugya. So if the Gemara doesn't mention that, why should we assume Beis Hillel is dafka talking about such a scenario? Must be that they're talking about a Stam scenario, and if they're talking Stam, then it should apply even if you haven't been Mekadosh B'Tefillah. If you haven't been Mekadosh B'Tefillah, the Kiddush is Daraisa. So from Beis Hillel, the fact that they're not bothered that the Birchas Hayom should come before Birchas Hayayin, if you haven't been Mekadosh B'Tefillah, that indicates that Daraisa doesn't trump the Rabbanan. It's no more Mekudosh than a Mitzvah the Rabbanan. But isn't it Tzlach right in the Svar? Why shouldn't I assume that Daraisa attack is more Mekudosh than a Mitzvah the Rabbanan? It is. That's a more kedusha. Isn't it more chamer? Isn't it more significant? The Shagasaya says he thinks even misvara doesn't make sense. Why? Because if you think about it for just a moment, if a person has a mitzvah to do, he has a mitzvah to do, but the zman of the mitzvah is not passing. Is he mechuyev to stop everything he's doing and do that mitzvah? Let's say he's doing something else. He's studying, and there's a mitzvah to do. Mitzvah mincha, whatever mitzvah there is to do. Does he have to stop what he's doing and do the mitzvah first? No. Right? He can be osek in a davashel rishus before doing any mitzvah, as long as the zman is not going to pass. The zman is going to pass, obviously he's got to stop everything and he's got to do the mitzvah. But if the zman is not going to pass, and the time for the mitzvah is not going to pass, why shouldn't he be able to do his private activities before he does a mitzvah? There's no bizayin to the mitzvah by being engaged in your private activities before the mitzvah is getting done. You'll do the mitzvah when it's time. You're not interested in doing that mitzvah at the present moment. A zilzal is if you have a mitzvah that's on the same level. If there are two mitzvahs on the same level, one is more makudish than the other, so maybe you'll say that it's a zilzal to the mitzvah that's more makudish if you do the one that's less makudish first. But if you're doing a davar shomer shus, instead of doing a mitzvah, why is that a zilzal to the mitzvah? We're allowed to engage in our private activities until it's the time to do the mitzvah. So if it's not the time to do the mitzvah, why should I have to do the mitzvah? The Shagasari assumes that a mitzvah derabban and lagabi a mitzvah deraisa is like a davar shomer shus. It's not on the same level. You're right, it's taka not on the same level, but deraisa is no more mekudesh. There's no din kedima. The mitzvah deraisa is not going to take precedence to the mitzvah derabbanan, because there's no reason to say that it's going to be a zilzal to the mitzvah deraisa if you do a mitzvah derabbanan first. It's no different than doing a davar shomer shus when you're not interested in doing the mitzvah. So if you don't want to do the mitzvah deraisa, there's no zilzal to do the mitzvah derabbanan before the mitzvah deraisa. That's what the Shagasari says. He says he thinks mitzvara. There's no reason to say that the mitzvah deraisa is more makudish than the mitzvah derabbanan. And if it's more makudish, if you tell me makudish is odif over tadir and should have a zin kedima, he says he doesn't really see why a mitzvah derabbanan klape a mitzvah deraisa vis-a-vis a mitzvah deraisa should not be viewed as a davar shel reshus. Ve'eino rotza lahakriv adayin harishus biyado misasek b'davar harishus v'leslan bo. Nimtza ein mailas tadir u'makudish ela b'mitzvah al chaverta. And then he says, since shalsof makalim yishal Torah, havale neged divrei Torah kedavar shel rishus. The divrei sofrim, the mitzvah derabban is like a davar shel rishus, klapi the mitzvah deraisa. So you can't say the mitzvah deraisa is more makudish than the mitzvah derabbanan. They're both mitzvahs, and one is more makudish. It's odif. It takes precedence. Why should it take precedence? You're mixing apples and oranges. You're not mixing mitzvahs. You're not looking at different mitzvahs. If you have a mitzvah and a davar shel rishus, you're not interested in doing mitzvahs now. You're interested in engaging in your private activities. If you want to engage in your private activities, matov, there's no reason that you can't do that. When the time for the mitzvah comes, you can do the mitzvah. So there's no reason to believe that the mitzvah derabbanan is viewed as a mitzvah klapi the mitzvah deraisa. It's a davar shel rishus vis-a-vis the mitzvah deraisa. So if you're not interested in doing the mitzvah deraisa now, it's perfectly fine to do the mitzvah derabbanan. You can't say that the deraisa is more makudish, and therefore you should do the deraisa before you do the mitzvah derabbanan. That's the shagas ali is the chiyah to the tzlach. Yes, Gavriel.
What does he say when he says Hilchach called the tikkun derabbanan came derabbanan? What's he
count? Hilchach imakdim shel divrei sofer makalin l'shel Torah hachamurim enkan zilusa l'shel Torah davalei kemakdim davar reshus l'shel mitzvah d'leslan bo. Hilchach called the tikkun derabbanan came derabbanan tikkun the liktim todu the divrei l'shein todu l'shel Torah. Hilga kol the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun the liktim todu the divrei l'shein. Oh, he's saying that once you tell me that the derabbanan is no more makudish than the mitzvah deraisa, so the rule that should apply, the operative principle, should be the old principle, the todu v'shein todu todu kodem. Right. So since the mitzvah derabbanan is more todu than the mitzvah deraisa, since you can't use the principle makudish is kodem to todir, because the mitzvah deraisa is not more makudish than the mitzvah derabbanan. Because klapi the mitzvah deraisa, the mitzvah derabbanan is really only davar shel rishus. So the operative principle here should be that kol tikkun rabbanan can deraisa tikkun. If tadav shena tadav tadav kodem applies to mitzvah deraisa, to mitzvah derabbanan it should also apply. So that should be the principle that should operate over here. That's why the mitzvah derabbanan should come first. Okay. Once we can't say that the mitzvah deraisa is more makudish than the mitzvah derabbanan, it's because the mitzvah derabbanan is more tadav, it should come first. That's the Shagasai's conclusion. Shall we?
Saying that Beis Hill, why he gives two answers, the Gemara would answer because we need both answers because they don't work out. It says, oh, because compare to Beis Shammai. It's not, you know, the Gemara goes back there and says the only reason we have two is because you would have to compare to Beis Shammai who has two. If it was based on that, then you need both answers just in case one of them doesn't work out, the Gemara would give him that answer instead. It's much stronger.
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Sasa is saying that Beis Hill needs both these answers because in case one of them doesn't work. Right, that's what we need too. If Gemara says, ask the question, why need the Varachar? It says, to equate it to Beis Shammai, who has two answers.
Right.
The Gemara should answer because if one of the answers don't work out, we have a different one.
But is that really true? When it comes to Beis Hillel, is it true that that there are circumstances where one of the answers is not going to work out and the other answer does work out? The way that the Tzlach is explaining, both answers are not going to work out unless you daven Ma'arot, right? So, where are we going to split? Beis Shammai, we had a split. I thought you were going to ask something different. That once we assume, like the Tzlach, that Beis Hillel must be talking about a case where you've daven Ma'arot previously, so isn't it logical that Beis Shammai also has to be talking about the same scenario? Beis Shammai also has to be talking about a case where you daven Ma'arot previously. If you daven Ma'arot previously, is what Tzlach says according to Beis Shammai really correct? Right? The Tzlach said, according to Beis Shammai, if you make Kiddush in Be'od Yom, so then the second reason doesn't apply. For Kiddush Hayom ve'adayin Yayin lo ba, that's not true. First the Yayin comes, first the Kiddush comes, and then for Kiddush Hayom. But if we're talking about the same scenario as Beis Hillel, and you daven Ma'ariv, so then you were Kiddush Hayom first. So I'm not sure what to do with that. That's a sticking point in this Tzlach. You hear the Kasha? Right? Once you assume that according to Beis Hillel, that Tzlach says that we're talking about when you daven Ma'ariv previously, because that's the only way that Kiddush is going to be the Rabbanon, and that's going to answer all the kashas he has, the Stam of Beis Shammai also has to be talking about that case. But if he's talking about that case, and the Tzlach's Pshat in Beis Shammai is not going to work out, because his whole point was that you need both reasons, because there is a scenario where each reason is not going to apply. The second time doesn't apply if you're going to be Mekadosh early. But is that really true? The second time can apply for Mekadosh early as long as you daven previously. And the Tzlach interpreted Beis Hillel to be talking about a case where you did daven previously. So the two Tzlachs are not really working out, even though they're sort of back-to-back in Brachos. I'm not really sure that's a sticking point in the Tzlach. But this Yesod of the Tzlach can help answer another question. Question?
Yeah,
are you?
For a few people, the first of the Shag Shayar is in the Tzlach, and the last words.
Which part? The Shag Asai basically says that the Yesod of the Tzlach was that a mitzvah deraisa is more Mekudosh than a mitzvah derabbanan. That's what he's assuming. So if you say Mekudosh is Odif mitadir, if it beats Tadir, so then the mitzvah deraisa should beat a mitzvah derabbanan. So that's why the Tzlach says it must be talking about a situation where you've davened Ma'ariv previously with Tfilah, so now Kiddush is only a mitzvah derabbanan, and they're both equal. So if they're both equal, then the operative principle has to be Tadir v'shenav Tadir Tadir Kodim. Frek the Shag Asai, why is the mitzvah deraisa more Mekudosh than a mitzvah derabbanan? Why is that? Meaning, why is it kodim? What, it's more chomer. It's more chashiv. Why is it more chashiv? More chashiv should mean that if I have two mitzvahs in front of me, if I have both mitzvahs in front of me, this one is more chashiv than the second one. But if I have a mitzvah deraisa and a mitzvah derabbanan before me, the Shag Asai says, the mitzvah derabbanan is like a davar shavar shos klapi the mitzvah deraisa. It's like a private, voluntary thing. It's, you know, a personal item. Meaning it has no kedusha vis-a-vis that mitzvah deraisa. But nevertheless, or precisely for that reason, doing the mitzvah derabbanan when you have a mitzvah deraisa that you can fulfill is not a zilzal to that mitzvah deraisa. In a similar way that if I want to do my private activities when I have a mitzvah to do, it's not a zilzal to that mitzvah. I don't have to drop everything and do mitzvahs. I can finish what I'm doing and do the mitzvah after that. As long as what I'm engaged in is a davar shavar shos, I'm engaged in a private activity, that's not a zilzal to the mitzvah to do my private affairs before I do that mitzvah. If I have two mitzvahs daraisa, one of them has kedima over the other, and I'm going to pick the one with less value, with less chashivus to do that first, that's like a bizayin to the second mitzvah. But if I'm going to do my private activities, there's no halacha that says I can't do that before doing a mitzvah. Zok the Shag Asai, a mitzvah derabbanan is like a davar shavar shos klapi the mitzvah deraisa. So if I do the mitzvah derabbanan before the mitzvah deraisa, it's not a zilzal to the mitzvah deraisa. So you can't say, oh, no, the mitzvah deraisa is more mekudosh. It's more chashiv than the mitzvah derabbanan. You got to do the mitzvah deraisa first. Why? The mitzvah derabbanan is kal, but its weakness is its strength here, right? Its weakness tells me that since it's only like a davar shavar shos klapi the mitzvah deraisa, there should be no problem doing it first before the mitzvah deraisa. That's the Shag Asai, as you saw. This Tzlach is used in a different context as well, a very interesting context. That's what I mentioned before. There's a machlokas amaroyim in the Gemara in Sukkah, the very end of Sukkah. What is the order of brachas on a Sukkah? When you come into the Sukkah the first night, what do you say first? Do you make a Shachriyona first, or do you make a Leisha B'Sukkah first? Machlokas Rabba Bar Bachana and Rav. In Sukkah. Nun Vav Amud Amud Aleph. Idmar, Rav Amar Sukkah V'Yachakach Zman, Rabba Bar Bachano Amar Zman V'Yachakach Sukkah. Rav Amar Sukkah V'Yachakach Zman, Chiyuva Diyoma Odif. Rav holds that the Chiyuva Diyoma, what's special to the Yom Tov of Sukkah is first, since you make a Leishav HaSukkah Dafka on Sukkah, you make a Shachiyonu on Pesach and Shavuos as well. So make a Leishav HaSukkah first. Rabba Bar Bachano Amar Zman V'Yachakach Sukkah, Todav Shana Todav Todav Kodim. Rabba Bar Bachano says, no, Chiyuva Diyoma is not Odif, Todav is Odif. That's the Machlokas Amoroyim. How do we paskin? So on the first night of Sukkot, we make the Shachiyonu second. It's Mevarech ala Sukkot, V'yachach Mevarech ala Zman. Right? Mevarech Zman. You make the Baruch HaLeishav HaSukkot first, then you make a Shachiyonu after that. The Rosh on that Sugya quotes Machlokas Rishonim. What's the din on Leil Yom Tov Sheni? What do we do on Leil Yom Tov Sheni? This is all talking about Leil Yom Tov Rishon. Does anything change on Leil Yom Tov Sheni? Or do we do exactly the same thing? So the Rosh quotes from the Yesh Min HaGadolim. Yesh Min HaGadolim Omer, the Beleil Sheni Omer Zman Tchila. The Yesh Min HaGadolim says that on Leil Sheni, flip the order. Say the Shachiyonu first. The Zman Lo Koya Sukkah. Because on Leil Yom Tov Sheni, the Shachiyonu was not on Sukkah. It's only on the Yom Tov. It's not on the mitzvah of Leishav HaSukkah. It's only on the Yom Tov itself. Da'afilu M'hoi Leil Yom Tov Rishon Chol, Yotza V'Zman DeSukkah. Even if Taka, it turns out that the Leil Yom Tov Rishon was only a Yom Chol, the Yom Tov Sheni is the real Yom Tov, we know that's not true, B'zman Hazeh, but even if that were true, you could still be able to say Shechiyonu on the Sukkah, because you can say Shechiyonu on the creation of the Sukkah. Asiyah Sukkah can also have a bracha of Shechiyonu on it. So even if it's not the Zman for the mitzvah of Sukkah, for Yeshiva Sukkah, but since it's the Zman to make a Shechiyonu on the creation of the Sukkah, so that's enough. You could be able to the Shechiyonu that you have to make on the Sukkah, with Yasiyas HaSukkah, with a bracha of Shachiyonah that you make before the actual Kiyum Mitzvah. So the Shachiyonah that you made the first night, that covers Sukkah. The Shachiyonah on the second night is only on the Yom Tov. So the Yesh Min HaGadolim said that you should make the Shachiyonah before the Leishav HaSukkah to be mitzaref it to the Birchas Hayom, to the Kiddush itself. The Rav Yah argues. The Rav Yah, as quoted by the Rosh, says, no, don't change anything on the second night. Keep the order exactly the same way that it is. Why should I do that? So he quotes, look, we know in other circumstances, we're not so concerned about a hefsek. What the Yesh Min HaGadolim seem to be saying is that it's better to put the Shechiyonu closer to the Birchas Hayom, because if the Shechiyonu is on the Yom, don't make a hefsek with the Leishav HaSukkah. Why should I make a hefsek and say a Leishav HaSukkah? The Shechiyonu is not going on Leishav HaSukkah, it's going on the Yom. So make the Shechiyonu closer to the Birchas HaKiddush, and don't make a hefsek with the Leishav HaSukkah. The Rav Yoh says it's not a problem with a hefsek. We never are concerned with a hefsek. Let's say you have Yom Tov Shechalios B'Motzei Shabbos. What do? You make Havdola ala Kos. What do we have? What's the order? Yak Nahaz. We make Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdola Zman. So you're making the Zman. Clearly the Shechiyonu is not going on Havdalah, is going on the Kiddush. So you see, Havdalah is not a hefsek. What's the problem? So here too, we shouldn't be concerned with the hefsek. Just make the Shechiyonu at the end. Don't change the order at all. Don't change the order at all. Just leave it the way it is. Put the Shechiyonu after the Leishav HaSukkah. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Siman Tov Resh Samech Aleph, they both paskin like the Yesh Min HaGadolim, that we do flip the order. We flip the order. Another example where the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim agree. Right? We flip the order on the second night. We make the Shechiyonu first. We're mitzaref it. We're masmech it to the Birchas Hayom. To the Birchas Hayom. Not to Leishav HaSukkah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis points out that many Achronim argue with the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah over here. He starts listing the Radvaz and the Marshal. And then in the Shaar HaTzion he quotes more in Sifkot and Gimel. The Shemas HaDeshen and the Nodav Yehuda and the Bach and the Taz, the whole, the Meister Rav, the Gra, many Achronim argue with the Shulchan Aruch. They claim that it should be left the way it is. I think the minig is to do like the Shulchan Aruch, to flip it, right? So what's the svar? Why should I leave it the way it is? So there's a beautiful comment that the Nodav Yehuda has in a tshuva. Nodav Yehuda, the author of the Tzlach. What's the svar? What's the Nodav Yehuda svara to agree with the Rav Yah that you should leave the bracha the way it is? So he writes, I'll tell you why. Because one is Daraisa and one is the Rabbanim. On Leil Sheni, the Zman on the Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is only the Rabbana. The Sukkah, the Mitzvah of Sukkah is the Raisa, the whole Yom Tov of Sukkah. So if the Mitzvah Leil Sheva Sukkah, the bracha is only a bracha the Rabbana. Birchas HaMitzvah is only a bracha the Rabbana. But it's a bracha on a Mitzvah the Raisa. So if the Mitzvah that the bracha of Leil Sheva Sukkah is going on is a Mitzvah the Raisa, but the concept that the bracha, that the birchas hayom, that the kiddush is going on, is a concept of rabbanan on yom tov sheni zaptanot bihuda mekudosh v'tadir, right? The daraisa is more mekudosh. So if the daraisa is more mekudosh, he thinks everyone should admit, even if you'll normally say the tadir v'shena tadir kodim, even Rabba Bar Bachana, who normally assumes what? Rabba Bar Bachana normally assumed what? What did Rabbi Bar Bachana say? The Tadu V'Shenu Tadu Kodem. Which one should you make first? The Shechayanu? Zokten Ad Yehuda. I think that even Rabbi Bar Bachana would admit on Yom Tov Sheni that you should make the Shechayanu last, not first. Forget Tadu V'Shenu Tadu Kodem. Mekudosh trumps Tadir, he says. And what is Mekudosh? The Raisa is more Mekudosh on the Rabbanan. So since the Yom, the Birchas Hayom is the Raisa, since the Birchas Hayom is the Rabbanan Yom Tov Sheni, but Sukkah is the Raisa, so the bracha of Leish Basukkah should trump the bracha Sazman. Even Rabbi Bar Achana would admit on Yom Tov Sheni Avada, you should make the bracha of Leish Basukkah first, and then make the bracha Sazman, make the Shech Yonu after. That's the Nodeb Yehuda L'Shitaso in the Tzlach, that he assumed that if you have the Raisa and the Rabbanan, the Raisa is more Mekudosh and it trumps the Rabbanan, even if the Rabbanan is Tadir. The Ar Sameach points out that according to the Shagasari, this is no svar at all. According to the Shagasaya, that the rice is no more mekudosh than a mitzvah the Rabbanan, this is not a svara to say that you should put the bracha of Leish Basukkah before the bracha of Shechianu. Even if Sukkah is the Raisa, and the Shechianu on the Yom Tov is only the Rabbanan, the rice is not going to trump the Rabbanan. It's no more mekudosh than the Rabbanan. So if you hold of Tadav V'Shenu Tadav Tadav called a Mela, but if you hold Chiyuva Dizman Odif, right, if you say that on the second day Chiyuva Dizman is Adif and we don't want to have this kind of hefsik, so then Taka, it would be better to make the Shechianu first, to be Masmeh, to put the Shechianu together with the Yom Tov and to make the Leish Basukkah. Okay. Let's stop over here. Let's just get a vote from the Taka.